we'll begin our class the way we usually do, some Avat Chesed, and we've been discussing that when a person does Chesed down below, he arouses from above, that they'll treat him with Chesed, and so to speak, God speaks on his behalf, and we discussed that that's why it's called that whoever does Chesed, it's like he has a God, because God stands in, stands on his behalf, and if he delves in other mitzvot and Torah, then he's left to be judged by the heavenly court, but God doesn't intervene, and that's why it's called like he does not have a God. This is also what it says, the verse in Tehillim. David said to God, my case should come from before you. David HaMelech said, I've been working so hard to help the Jewish people, I've been doing so much chesed, that I deserve that you alone should judge my case with mercy. Without the heavenly court. Like the verse says in Kings, in Melachim, there's a description, there's a fascinating chapter in Melachim. The prophet comes to the king, or the king comes to the prophet and says, I want to go to war. And all the prophets here are telling me I should go to war. What do you say? So he says, go. So he says, tell me the truth, what should I do? I swear that I won't let you go till you tell me what God has to say on the matter. So he says, well, you want to know what God has to say on the matter? I saw the heavenly court, I saw God, and all the court was sitting to his right, to his left, and Chazal say, God is omnipresent, doesn't mean right and left. God doesn't have a right and a left, right? It means that some of the heavenly court were pushing to the right, and some of the heavenly court were pushing to the left. The heavenly court was pushing in both directions. Should you live or should you die? And then a wind came from before God and said, I will go out and be a wind of false prophecy in all the prophets, and they'll misguide Ahav, and he'll go to war, and he'll die at war. So go. Ahav doesn't listen to him, and then he goes to war, and he dies at war. But this description, where the Navi walks in before the king and says, I saw God sitting, so to speak, and the court is all around him. So from that verse we understand that when decisions are made up above, God, so to speak, convenes a court of angels and allows them to push in both directions. So to speak, there's a group of angels that push this way, a group of angels that push that way. And sometimes God intervenes, and sometimes God says, let's see how many angels push in each direction. How do we define how many angels? So that's a different class. How does that happen? Like, okay, God creates the angels, so isn't it a game? Okay, so that's a different class. We don't have time for that tonight. But from that verse we understand, it means that there are angels that push in both directions, like our sages taught. So David says to God, he says, my case should come out from before you. So what's the difference over here? If there are angels pushing this way and that way, so David HaMelech continues the pasuk and says, God, my case should come out from before you, and your eyes should see that which is straight. Hainu, that means kshakadosh baruch hu beatzmo yabit berachmav al advarim hayisharim veal advarim hamuvatim. When God looks at the things we've done right and the things we've done wrong, so God is rachamim, God is mercy, and yichapes zchut. God, if God is judging alone without the heavenly court, so then God looks like a parent. He's like our father. A parent, when he comes into PTA, the teacher says your son was passing a note in the class. So what does the parent say? Maybe it was important. Right? You know, he's got an excuse. He loves the kid and he's looking for an angle, you know. Like, we all have an excuse. So, when Hashem is judging us, it's Hashem looks, you know, you've heard of the parents' claim. He didn't want to disturb your class. If he'd have talked, it would disturb your class. He had to pass a note. You know, parents are always, they have a good eye. That's the way parents are. So, when Hashem is judging us, he looks with mercy and he looks at what we've done right and he looks at what we've done wrong. And he's looking for merits, like a parent. Maybe there's a reason that caused the person to do X, Y, or Z. It's not that way when the courts are judging him. The malachim represent logic. So there's a logical system up above. And then, certainly a person won't come out clean. And we'll have to pick up here next time. Do you guys want to expand on this point a little bit? Yeah? I don't like talking about angels too much, but maybe we should explain a little bit.
It does sound kind of strange how they have so much influence, but yeah.
Okay, so let's expand the drop. This drop is going to be a big drop. Okay. Hashem created the world, and Hashem also wanted to teach us concepts in the way that He runs the world. We are given a mitzvah, v'alachta bidrachav, to go in God's ways. How could I go in God's ways? God's omnipotent, I'm not. God's omnipresent, I'm not. I need to sleep, God doesn't. I need to eat, God doesn't. What does it mean, go in God's ways? So God reveals to us things in the Torah and in the Midrashim about how God runs the world. And these revelations, on the surface, can be misunderstood because the Torah seems to give a simplistic description of God. God went down to see what was going by the Tower of Babel. He had to go down. Every time you encounter a description that seems simplistic of God, you have to know that the Torah here is revealing to us a perspective we should have, something we should learn from. The only reason the Torah took the time to talk in ways that we understand was so that we would learn lessons. The same thing is true about the Midrashim. When the Midrash says God was contemplating to create the world, and He called in a bunch of angels, asked them, what do you think? They said, no way, man's going to sin. Bam! God banishes those angels. It was a mistake. God didn't know that these angels would say that. Obviously not. So, what is the Midrash telling us? I don't know, just a second. I took away the mic. I don't know why. Something was missing. I don't know what.
Always on?
Yeah. So the Midrashim are there to teach us perspective and what we are to learn from Hashem. Same is true with the angels. Hashem could have done everything Himself, but Hashem, from different conversations with angels, is teaching us concepts. In this case, the concept is that one of the concepts. I don't want to say the concept is. There are many things we could learn from each of these Midrashim. One of the concepts is the idea that Hashem wants to give as much mercy as possible, but Hashem knows that the world has to run with a certain amount of accountability, what we would call din. You can't have a world where there's only a mother running the world, right? Every day the kid says, Ma, I want to stay home, and the mother says, okay. Well, you need a father too. You need someone that's going to say, no, you got to go to school. There's a balance between the one who's going to be tougher and the one who's going to be softer. And that Hashem wanted represented either by Hashem transferring His throne, so to speak, where Hashem goes from Kisei Rachmim to Kisei Din, or else sometimes Hashem describes that as, I have my angels, they're pushing for justice. There's Midat HaDin. I've created an angel that represents justice, and that angel is pleading before me and saying, you can't let this go on. So that's a representation of a concept. Obviously, God created that angel just like God created the Yetzer Hara, and these are all concepts that Hashem, so to speak, shows these concepts to be external to Him. I want only good for you, but I created a world with accountability. And in this world, there has to be a certain amount of justice and a certain amount of going beyond the call of justice, of mercy. So Hashem says, I represent the mercy. I will go be as merciful as possible. But at the same time, I created a heavenly court that's going to plead and say, wait, but what about the accountability? So that's a beginning, an opener to understanding these type of midrashim. Are we clear? Yeah? Yes? Okay. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.